This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on April 14th, 2016. Shoot in for questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Turn next to item number two, which is consideration of draft advisory opinion 2016-01, Ethic Inc., which is set forth in agenda document number 16-16-A. We have Joanna Waldstreicher from the Office of General Counsel to give a presentation. We also, we have counsel for requester who is here. I don't know if you wish to join us at the table to answer any questions that I don't know if we may have some, but if you do so and would like to join us at the witness table, you're welcome to do so now. And before we have Ms. Waldstreicher give the presentation, I'd like to recognize Commissioner Ravel,
for just a
moment to say something about this request.
Thank you. I want to extend a particularly warm welcome to Nick Sanders, who is one of the counsel for the requester here today. Nick, this is making me feel really old. Nick was my very first law student intern when I arrived at the FEC in 2013, and he is now appearing before us as a lawyer. So it's great to see you back here and as a lawyer with a beard. So making you seem much more lawyer-like, I'm sure. But anyway, it's a momentous occasion.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's great to be back.
Okay. We will, Ms. Waldstreicher, if you'd like to proceed.
Thank you, Chairman Peterson. Good morning, Commissioners. Agenda document 16-16-A is a drafted response to an advisory opinion request submitted by Ethic, Inc. Ethic, a for-profit corporation that is not owned or controlled by any candidate, political party, or political committee, plans to produce and distribute political news and commentary to users of its website and its mobile application. Ethic will use a proprietary algorithm to tailor the content it distributes to each user based on information the user has provided about his or her preferences and opinions. The request asks whether Ethic's planned production and distribution of news content will qualify for the media exemptions from the definitions of contribution and expenditure. The draft concludes that Ethic's planned activities will qualify for the media exemptions because Ethic is a press entity and will be acting in its legitimate press function in producing and distributing news and commentary. We did not receive any comments on the request or on the draft, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you for that presentation. Are there any questions of Ms. Waldstreicher, questions of counsel for Ethic, or any general comments about this request? Commissioner Goodman.
Just because we often do this, to give the requesters who came long distance to provide any reactions to the draft before we consider and vote on it.
I think the draft as presented is complete. It's great.
All right.
And I'm Bradley Hertz of the Sutton Law Firm. Thank you for having us here. And this is our client, Darren Bates, the president and CEO of Ethic.
Okay.
And thank you for myself for allowing us to be here today.
We appreciate you this request and for appearing before us this morning. Is there any other comment, or do we have a motion? Mr. Vice Chairman.
I have a question. On the issue of being available to the general public, I'm not sure I fully understand what you'll be seeing every day. Will the general public be seeing the same or having the same equal access to everything every day, or is it just if you fit into a particular algorithm, you get issue A, and if you fit into another algorithm, you get issue B? It just wasn't clear to me how that it works. And when you find yourself filling out a particular early questionnaire, I assume you can end up in one slot for certain things, and then somebody else may be in slot B, and you find yourself in out because of three or four questions, you're in algorithm 127. And so I'm just wondering, what does everybody get access to every day?
Right. So, so generally, users will receive the same content, regardless of how they answered previous questions. In effect, because we are covering news and we're disseminating news on various topics, whether it be, let's say, for example, domestic politics and international politics, and if we see that a user has a strong interest in international politics, but is not their interest is not as piqued when it comes to, let's say, domestic politics, Ethic may tailor more international politics content to that user, much like the New York Times, for example, when you when it's tracking how you're reading articles, it might tailor content that's more specific to what they think that you're interested in reading. But generally, the content that users will receive on Ethic is standard across the board.
So there's a piece of Epic's publication or dissemination every day that's exactly the same, and there's a part that's modified based upon your questionnaire?
That's correct.
Is there a chance for somebody who fills out a questionnaire and it looks like you definitely have a favoritism toward one particular issue, say it's issue X, and but you want to get the information on issue Y that opposes that position? So you want to get both sides of the question. How do you get that done with Epic? Do you have to let them know that you want to get you want to fit into both algorithms? How does that work?
It's a good question. It's very important to me that Ethic, from its inception, is a nonpartisan, agnostic platform. And to that point, all content will be available to all users at all time. The engine that powers Ethic might tailor specific content, but there will always be an option for users, to your point, to not only see issue X, if that's what they have a propensity to read, and they can see issue Y as well. We will never constrain content to users.
How does that work, though? Say I click onto it, and I want to look at some particular issue. There's a lot of issues out there we could bring up. Let's just talk about issue A.
Right.
And then you want to also look at issue B. Is there a way to click over to it and then get, this is the whole story, this is the rest of the story?
That's correct.
And that applies to every issue.
That's right. And I'm a principled guy, and my company has to follow those principles as well. So to me, it would be unfair to the user if they were only shown issue X and not shown the alternative issue Y.
Okay. Thanks very much. It clears that up.
Are there any further questions or comments? If not, do we have a motion?
I think they can do it. You want to do it?
I'll choose Commissioner Weintraub to have the privilege of making the motion.
Can you edit that out, that little...
thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of agenda document number 16-16A, an advisory opinion in response to the request from Ethic.
We have a motion on the table. Is there any discussion on that motion? If none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Madam Secretary, that motion passes unanimously.
We were fighting over the opportunity to make the motion.
It's good news.
But I won.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you very much.